From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. The chief prosecutor in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, has announced charges against six police officers in the case of the death of a 25-year-old black man. Freddie Gray died in the hospital April 19th, a week after he was arrested. On Friday, State Attorney Marilyn Mosby said there is probable cause to bring criminal charges against the officers involved in the arrest. She said the state medical examiner's office had ruled that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide. Ms. Mosby said Mr. Gray received a severe neck injury while being transported in a police vehicle after his arrest. She said he was not secured in the vehicle as he should have been. Earlier in the week, police admitted that Mr. Gray had not been secured in the van, an action that violates the department's rules. Charges against the officers include involuntary manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and false imprisonment. The driver of the police vehicle faces second-degree murder and five other charges. Officials, citizen groups, and others continue to work to restore calm to the city. For now, people are not permitted to be outside from 10 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning. Officials say this curfew will likely last a few more days. The streets have been mostly empty during the curfew, and the city has been mostly calm since the riots on Monday. Thousands of members of the Maryland National Guard and police from Baltimore, the state of Maryland, and other areas are patrolling the streets during the day and at night. Many people have condemned the actions of those who rioted on Monday. But they say that in addition to returning order to the city, officials must deal with the reasons people are angry with police. Gerald Miller lives in Baltimore.
Sure, but it's going to take, you know, people getting involved, getting in the trenches, not just standing behind a, you know, a lecturing or when the cameras on or whatever. You got to get down here in it with the people. This is where the people are. This is where they're hurting.
People had gathered peacefully for days, demanding to know why Mr. Gray died. The violence began after the funeral for Mr. Gray on Monday. Police say members of criminal groups joined the protesters. They say they did not expect that would happen. Officer Eric Kowalczyk is a spokesman for the Baltimore police. On Tuesday, he told reporters that police were expecting most of those who would gather after the funeral would be students.
When we deployed our officers yesterday, we were deploying for a high school event. I don't think that there's anyone in the country that would expect us to deploy automatic weapons and armored vehicles to an event with 13, 14, and 15-year-olds.
After the violence on Monday, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan declared a state of emergency. He moved his office and his top aides to the city. After the rioting, President Barack Obama said police cannot solve the problems in Baltimore by themselves.
We can't just leave this to the police. I think there are police departments that have to do some soul searching. I think there's some communities that have to do some soul searching. But I think we as a country have to do some soul searching.
The president said rioting is not the same as protesting. And he said those who caused destruction must be punished. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.